Right now, there's nothing more important than the profound influence of extremist political right is having on our president, and therefore on every one of us, like it or not. People for the American Way senior fellow Peter Montgomery has just authored a stunning report titled POTUS Shield, Trump's Dominionist Prayer Warriors and the Prophetic Order of the United States. Peter, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you for having me, Weldon. Always great to be here.
The Prophetic Order of the United States. What? What is that?
POTUS Shield is a network of Pentecostal leaders, sort of self-proclaimed apostles and prophets, who supported Trump during his election, who told voters that Trump had been anointed by God, and who, the night of the election, God told Frank Amedia, the founder of the group, that now that Trump had won, they had a new assignment, and that was to create this network, POTUS Shield, which he told a gathering that POTUS obviously refers to President of the United States, but that it also refers to the prophetic order of the United States that God is using Trump to help bring about.
Mm. Who are these people, and what do they want?
Oh, they don't want much. The establishment of the reign of God on earth, which will bring about the second coming of Christ. They are a group of Pentecostal leaders affiliated with something called the New Apostolic Reformation. And this is a movement within Pentecostal Christianity that has arisen in the last couple of decades. And they believe that God is in our time reinstituting the offices of apostle and prophet that the Christian church had abandoned for centuries. And that now that God is moving in this way, that he is giving the church the power to take its rightful role to help establish the kingdom of God on earth. And the consequence of that theology is that they believe that their political activism, their support for Donald Trump and the policies that he's enacting, is not only sort of like the traditional religious right view. It's not only about trying to bring their America's laws and policies into line with their biblical worldview, what they see it, but it's also gives people a role to play in this sort of giant cosmic drama that when the triumphant church establishes its dominion, that will set the stage for Christ's return. Theologically, it's a rejection of the idea of the rapture, which is the end times theology that a lot of evangelicals have traditionally held. And these folks think that if you believe in the rapture, you're going to be sort of lazy about changing the world because you think God will take you before mm-hmm. things get really bad.
Yeah.
So they believe that the church instead, by being triumphant, will establish the conditions.
Peter, is this group organized enough that the president would know about them? Do they have access to the White House?
Absolutely. Frank Amedia was one of Trump's early advisors. He actually had a title with the Trump campaign as liaison for Christian policy. So he was part of the early crowd. He was one of a couple of prophets who actually started talking back in 2015 about Trump being anointed by God. And Amedia describes conversations he's had with Trump, personal conversations where he says to Trump, you know, you better understand that God gave you this election. You should have lost it all the ways you screwed up. So you need to understand that this was God's doing. And he says that Trump told him, yes, I know it was God. You know, unlike what we think of as the traditional religious right, the Family Research Council or the American Family Association, who are really deeply involved in the nitty-gritty of politics and of lobbying for legislation, things that are all visible even to people outside their movement, the Pentecostal networks that these people are part of, some of these people have huge followings, but they're just not really known outside those spheres of influence. But one thing that really happened during the Obama administration was this uniting around Obama as a common enemy for both the traditional evangelical fundamental religious right and this sort of rising group of apostolic Christians mm-hmm. who, for the first time, I think, that we noticed, started working together in political coalitions and, you know, explicitly working together to try to defeat Obama in 2012 and to rally support for Trump this time around. So I think they're becoming more visible, partly now because of their explicit connection to the president, but also because they've become more explicitly political in their own work.
Well, Peter, it's something most of us just don't look at. A significant percentage of Americans literally believe we are living in the end times. Donald Trump used apocalyptic language this week. We hear it elsewhere. Are mm-hmm. there actors who see this president as the tool for the end of the world?
They definitely see him as God using him to move them toward that. Now, I don't think that a lot of the people in this PotusShield report see that happening in kind of a, you know, nuclear conflagration. They see that the church will be triumphant. Mm-hmm. So they're not, I don't think this group is not looking toward Armageddon the way some, you know, kinds of other end times folks may have different visions and theologies about how that's all going to play out. But I do think that that episode you cite where Trump talked about the, you know, fire and fury raining down in North Korea, the fact that on the very same day we saw, you know, Reverend Robert Jeffress from Dallas Baptist Church, who is one of Trump's close supporters and advisors, you know, publicly declaring that God had authorized Trump to take out Kim Jong-un. So I think one of the troubling things about all of this is that I think it's dangerous that we have a president, one who is already messianic and ego-driven in his own way, but that he now has a group of people telling him every day that he was anointed by God, he was put in place by God with a breaker anointing to sort of break the stranglehold of political correctness and liberalism, and that he's on a divine mission. Mm-hmm. And I think really the last thing we all need is Trump being even more convinced that he's on some kind of divine mission.
You know these people a lot better than I do. When I think of Pentecostals, I think of really good people who carry very conservative, sometimes ultra-conservative theology. They are interested in sharing their faith. How in the world did this group of Pentecostals that you're describing get to the point that they saw Trump as God's chosen one? I would have thought, from the Pentecostal perspective, they would have been rebuking him and talking about how dangerous he is for our nation.
That is one of the very interesting things about Trump. You know, in the past, the conservative Christian leaders who've been active in politics, their main point was to tell us that we needed leaders of character and leaders who were models of Christian virtue. And Trump is obviously the opposite of all that. Mm-hmm. But what a couple of these prophets started telling people was that, you know, God had told them that Trump was like King Cyrus in the Bible. And Cyrus was a king in Persia who was not a believer, but who God used to allow the Jews in Persia to leave. And so they started telling people, you know, God uses all kinds of flawed people. Look how flawed King David was. But that, you know, what we need now is a strong man who can come in and break things up, sort of the religious equivalent of Steve Bannon's secular philosophy of just coming in and kind of breaking things apart. But for this crowd, his ability to come in and sort of break the strongholds of liberalism and secularism are about helping them create the Christian nation that they think America is destined to be. They think God is moving through Trump and that he is going to unite the church in a way that will help them bring about the reign of God in America and in the world. And I think that there's a lot of the traditional religious right, traditional evangelicals, mm-hmm. who really strongly disagree with the New Apostolic Reformation's theology, mm-hmm. with the notion that these people are apostles and prophets empowered by God. But, you know, the religious right long since accommodated itself to working politically with people they disagreed with theologically. Absolutely. They've worked with conservative Catholics on abortion and gay rights and religious liberty issues. So they're also very happy to work with this apostolic crowd to get them what they all want, which was someone like Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court. I think part of what we talk about is we're trying to point out just how much Trump is doing for the religious right, more than they hoped for, really. Yeah. They're almost giddy when you hear them talking about Trump and how much he's doing for them and how many hundreds of religious right leaders are streaming through the White House all the time. They're almost disbelieving just what kind of access they have and what kind of influence they're having on policy. And I think, you know, showing the damaging policy changes that are coming about because of their support for Trump is something we all have to do.
I think it's completely realistic at this point to expect this president to distract from his own legal troubles with some drastic action. Alternatively, if he somehow loses his office, nobody can know just how violent his supporters would become. It occurs to me that both of these scenarios play into the dreams of the extremists that you write about. So, Peter, does that mean that no matter what happens, they have already won?
Well, they have already won a lot. They've expanded the base of the religious right and its influence within the Republican Party at a time when many people thought the religious right was diminishing influence. Mm-hmm. They now have an administration that is wholly devoted to them. Trump is now even losing support among Republicans. Mm-hmm. These investigations are sort of tightening around his circle of advisors. And I think the more that happens, the more he is going to keep close to the religious right, and the more he's going to give them to make him happy. Because as long as he is giving them what they want, they will be his strongest supporters. They will be the ones who stand with him till the very end, because they see the attacks on him as coming from Satan. They've had prayers and fasting against worldwide witchcraft attacks that they think are happening on Trump. They believe he is, because he is standing with them, that he's being targeted by demonic forces. Again, it goes back to their thinking that God is using this flawed guy. Because they've sort of adopted that as their framework, they're not concerned about his flaws. They don't seem to care that he lies every day, that he opens his mouth. They don't seem to care about the corruption in his advisors and his family, because he's doing what they want. And he knows that he desperately needs to keep this last hardcore group of supporters happy, so they're kind of locked into this mutual embrace right now to the detriment of the rest of us.
Peter Montgomery is senior fellow at People for the American Way. His invaluable writing appears in Huffington Post, at rightwingwatch.org, and elsewhere. And Peter is the author of this deeply, deeply disturbing report titled POTUS Shield, Trump's Dominionist Prayer Warriors and the Prophetic Order of the United States. We will link to that from stateofbelief.com. Peter, thanks for being with us again on State of Belief Radio.
Thanks, Wilton. I always appreciate the opportunity.